In my training with the medicine people in the Amazon, I experienced intricate death rites that stripped me of my ego self. During ayahuasca ceremonies, I was terrified in ways I never thought possible before. Every demon imaginable appeared before me. My body was dismembered 100 different ways. Then I was engulfed by white light and became inseparable from it. Over the years, I returned many times to work with the ayahuasca shamans. And one day I discovered that I no longer needed to pass through fear in order to experience infinite light. That evening, my mentor turned to me and said, "Death no longer lives within you. You have exorcised her from you. You can never be claimed by death." My mentor prepared all of his life for his final journey. Shortly before he died, he explained to me how the steps of the journey were different for him as a shaman than for someone who was unprepared to meet their death. He fully expected to attain the freedom that is possible at the instant of death, during the dawning of the light of spirit. In the first step of the journey beyond death, there's an experience of the dawn, of the first dawn, of the first breaking of the sun, that occurred at the beginning of time. At that moment, you perceive the dawn as if from the top of the world. You're taller than the highest mountains. And not only is the breaking dawn happening in the horizon, but you simultaneously feel the sun rising in your belly and all of creation stirring within you. You recognize that you're one with the dawning light, and you surrender to the luminosity around you, are enfolded by it, and become one with it. During this stage, you encounter luminous beings, medicine people who assist you in surrendering to the light. If the person fails to recognize the dawn as the awakening of her own consciousness, the sun continues to rise in a million dazzling colors. All of nature comes alive in a stunning display of sound and light. It's as if the first day of creation were replaying itself. Water appears in its nature as light. Earth appears as light. All of the elements are represented in their luminosity and coalesce into balls of energy. In this stage, we have a second opportunity to recognize our luminous nature. The shaman who's been preparing her entire life for this journey is able to recognize herself at the moment of the dawning of the light. And if not in the second stage, when light begins to differentiate itself into its elements, earth, air, fire, water, she recognizes her essential nature and merges with all of creation.